climate changes everything. That's quite a statement, let alone a title for a podcast. Many of you are nodding sagely, but at the same time, wondering what I can add to an already overwhelming cacophony of sustainability this and climate that. I get it, you're saying to yourself, but who is this guy in his ambitiously titled podcast anyway? Or maybe you're tilting your heads quizzically. He can't mean everything, like everything, can he? Or maybe you're thinking a few more storms, a little more air conditioning, and those movie stars might have to move their homes a little further back from the beach. Big deal. And some of you are ruefully, perhaps mockingly, shaking your heads, thinking climate change is just the latest distraction from the real business of living. Well, no matter where you're coming from, I hope that climate changes everything will resonate with each one of you. Welcome. My name is Lincoln Blevins, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Half Moon Bay, California, just over the hill from Silicon Valley. I've been fortunate to have been an executive in the global electric power business for almost three decades now, with a lot of water, waste, and now sustainability and resilience in the mix. And what a mix it's been. Some folks have careers that resemble well-lit, beautifully paved superhighways. From entry-level something to junior same something to senior same something. Destination most definitely known, start to finish. I don't begrudge that, but my career has been exactly the opposite. More twisty mountain road than superhighway, sometimes paved, sometimes not. Often dark and usually very foggy. Destination truly unknown, even now really. From the wild west of emerging market power plant development to the intense pragmatism of 24/7 operations. From startups and deal making to corporate governance and financial reporting to all sorts of long-term strategic planning and investment. The crazy thing is, none of the jobs I've had really existed when I graduated from college in 1989. But that's a story for another episode. These days, I have the honor of running sustainability, resilience, utilities, infrastructure, and a bunch of other cool things for one of the world's greatest universities. Making sustainability innovation real. Resilience innovation real as a fundamental part of our operations. And, outside of that, advising climate technology startups around the world as they seek to do both good and do well as entrepreneurs. And all I've learned in my crazy roller coaster of a career comes together as we enter this new age of climate change in earnest. The road ahead for all of us is foggy, twisty, and uncertain at best. I look forward to sharing my experience and insights with you and getting yours in return. So that's who I am. Here's where I'm coming from. I see climate change as humanity's first geography-agnostic existential threat. Think about that for a second. Of course, there have been other massive threats. The Black Plague and Spanish Flu, the First and Second World Wars, even the threat of nuclear annihilation during the Cold War. They all seemed like global existential threats at the time, especially to those of us in the most developed parts of the world who did face the brunt of these challenges, but also saw the world, in quotation marks, as our own particular slice of the planet and not the whole thing. Climate change is different. A truly global challenge, which we must address as a global community. Think about planet Earth in the most basic terms. We have a finite atmosphere, a thin layer of biological activity on the surface of a giant ball of rock, and of course oceans covering almost three-quarters of that surface. It's a finite place. As a result, what we've done here and are doing here stays here. Kind of like a planetary Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and what happens on Earth stays on Earth. And also kind of like a planetary Hotel California, when you think about it, especially the you can never leave part. With you being defined as both humanity, except for a few space-curious billionaires, and the many residues of our lives. From greenhouse gases and other pollutants to waste and species and habitat loss and an infinite number of other impacts. What we've done here has stayed here, with no real opportunities, even for billionaires, to check out, leave, and start fresh. Which is another way of saying that we live in and impact a closed system, full stop. And, rightly or wrongly, we inherit the world our ancestors created. No clean slates, no do-overs. From the first time hominids figured out fire, and we'll talk about that in the next episode, to the Industrial Revolutions and right down to today, anything but a blank slate. And that system is tipping over the edge in real time, with consequences for our existence as a species that we are only beginning to understand, let alone let ourselves believe. And, as we'll discuss in future episodes, the populations who have benefited the least from that drive to the tipping point will be the most impacted by its effects. All of these things are true because climate change, by its very nature, is again a geography-agnostic threat. The whole closed system of our planet shares our closed system of our climate and its impacts. Add in multipliers like endemic, a renewed drive for diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice, and a rising Generation Z that won't take no or even slow for an answer, nor should they. All the causes and all the effects. Wherever you go, truly, there you are. With all the challenges, and above all, changes of climate change. Sea level rise is a great example. No matter that we call different parts of the ocean by different names, it's all one connected and rising body of water. So sea level rise is not coastline by coastline, it's everywhere. Malibu or Mombasa or an ocean near you. We are also seeing storms and droughts of unprecedented size, intensity, and frequency everywhere. And the shocks to our globalized economy are felt from supply chains to production to distribution to consumption, investment, over and over. Heat waves are already killing in Paris and the Pacific Northwest as easily as in Phoenix or the Philippines. How can we understand this and find ways to adapt and even thrive? What technologies, what infrastructure, what new ways of understanding and living in our world? Where do we even begin? In Climate Changes Everything, we'll delve deep into all those everythings. From the more obvious topics like energy and water, to waste and waste management and recycling, decarbonization, electrification, electric vehicles, wildfire detection, air quality, mining and manufacturing, work and travel, from the most basic human activities to the most advanced artificial intelligence, from the smallest piece of technology to the most towering infrastructure, from the choices we make as individuals to the choices we make as societies. new ways to measure success and failure, happiness and sadness, victory and defeat. From the micro to the macro, and everything in between. From small towns to big cities and around the world. More broadly, we'll look at our economies and societies and how issues of equity and inclusion and justice can look through the lens of climate changing everything. From ancient history to emerging technologies, from geopolitics to the ever-present consumer economy, and even pop culture. The curse, "May you live in interesting times," is almost certainly apocryphal. But the sentiment that life is easier in a seemingly static world than a dynamic one is real. Like it or not, we live in astoundingly and perhaps unprecedentedly interesting times, with climate changing everything. I'm excited to explore the challenges and opportunities of these interesting times, this age of climate change, with you. That's just a quick overview, but I hope it has whetted your appetite for more climate changes everything. For the next episode, we're setting the Wayback Machine for about 1 million years ago. I suggest strong bug spray and sturdy shoes. And one hint, I'll bring the marshmallows. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.